Thank you, Lord. Well, I believe we'll finish our series on how faith comes, and then we'll go on to another segment. And I believe we will, but, you know, we'll see. It's been several sessions. But, of course, we've been talking about, you know, we took a break last week. It was Thanksgiving. We've been talking about how faith comes. And it's good just to hear certain things many times. You know, you hear it over a period of weeks, a period of time, it gets in you. And you're reminded of things, and God will show you different things. And so we've been just taking our time like we're going to do with several different areas in faith and healing. We're just going to take time and be talking about faith and building up our faith as we hear. Thank you, God. You know, but we've talked about how faith comes, that it comes by hearing, that it doesn't come by praying. It doesn't come by seeing something. You know, it doesn't come by sight. It doesn't come by feelings. It comes by the Word of God. You don't get faith by hearing a testimony. Now, you can get inspired to use the faith that you get through hearing the Word through a testimony. Someone can give a testimony and you say, yeah, bless God, that's right. I'm going to put into action what I know. But you don't get faith that way. Somebody gives a testimony doesn't mean, well, boy, I'm going to believe that now. You don't. That's not how faith comes. It doesn't come. People say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. That's not faith. Because you don't get faith by seeing something. You can dismiss things just because you've seen it. It comes by hearing the Word of God. So we went over that. Before we go on, let's just turn to that text and then we'll get moving, but let's just lay our eyes on it. It's been a few weeks. Romans 10:17. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So in verse 17, Romans 10, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we read some of these previous verses, but I just want to touch on something. Verse 13, it says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. And then verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So how shall they not call on Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So we need to hear the Word. And we need to hear it taught and preached. What we're doing right now, there's a difference. There's a difference between you reading the Word or even hearing it on a tape and you hearing the Word preached, the anointed Word preached. Faith comes. Faith will come by the Word, however you hear it. But there is a difference. God did put gifts in the body of Christ for a reason. And when you're in, when you make yourself available and put yourself under the anointing is how God works. He equips, He graces people to do certain things, and He equips them, and He's speaking. There is something going on. Like right now, there is something. Your faith is being increased. And when we put ourselves under that, we grow. And that's how it's meant to work. That's how it's meant to happen. What we're doing right now is part of our growth process, part of our life as believers. It's not supposed to be optional. When we put ourselves under that anointing, like right now, God can speak to us in a different way. And He meant it to be like that so that we would grow up in Him. Thank God. So So faith comes by hearing. We went over several different things. We talked about Thomas and that type of faith, or lack thereof, where he wanted to see it. And then we talked about Abraham, how Abraham considered not his own body. Let's just start there, and then we're going to go forward. Romans, just a few chapters back in Romans 4. Romans 4:17. Says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope and hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. That's where we want to focus tonight. We're going to go forward and say some things. But verse 19, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. We're going to go through that slowly. Verses 19 through 21. So faith comes by hearing. Bible faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Faith in God is faith in His Word. I'm going to say that again. Faith in God is faith in His Word, in what He said. You believe, when somebody says, I have faith in God, you believe that He'll do and that He is, that He'll do what He said He'll do and that He is who He said He is. That's where your faith is. That's what faith in God is. It's based on what He said. It's not based on circumstance. It's not based on what you see. It's not based on your senses. It's based on what He said. Now we see that very clearly here. In verse 19, and not being weak in faith. See, Abraham wasn't weak in faith. So he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he wasn't weak in faith, and he didn't consider natural circumstances. Now, that doesn't mean he ignored them. He just didn't focus on them. He said, you know, when you consider something, that's what you focus. If that's what you would focus on. If you're going to consider a job change, what does that mean? You're going to think about it. You're going to think about the pros, the cons, maybe make a few lists. You're going to put your mind on it, right? You're going to consider it. It doesn't mean you don't ignore things. It means you're focusing on a certain thing. Abraham did not consider his body. His body was dead. His body was past the age. But that's not what he considered. That's not where he put his focus. Where did he put his focus? Verse 20, he did not waver at what? At the promise of God, which is his word. So he didn't waver at the word, which is the reason for his faith. He didn't waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. So where is his focus? In his promise, in his word. He's saying, I see my body, but I'm not going to weigh that heavily. I'm not going to consider that. I'm fully convinced that what he said, he's able to perform, and that's where my focus is going to be. You see that? His focus was on God because, and this is vital, because as we walk through life, we are going to be tempted to look at things in the natural. If you're going to believe God in any area, even salvation, there are times you could feel like, I don't know if I'm really saved or not. Well, what do you have to go back to in times like those? The Word. You can't go by what you feel. You certainly can't go by what you see. You can't go by what somebody's telling you. You have to go by the Word. And it's the same in any area, whether it's healing. There are going to be days you don't feel healed, you don't look healed, and what do you have to do? You have to say, but God's Word says it, and so I believe it in spite of all this. And so it's not that I deny what is, but I'm not going to consider that. I'm going to consider what He said, and I'm going to consider Him. I'm going to look at Him. And that's when our faith waxes strong, as we consider Him. Now, Brother Hagin told the story, even after he was healed initially, his heart and everything, there'd be times he had symptoms. And his heart just didn't work right, you know, originally. But later he would have symptoms and he was dealing with things. And at night he was having trouble getting some sleep. And so there was one night he was having trouble in these symptoms. He said they were alarming symptoms with his heart. I mean, that's not a good place to have symptoms. And he was dealing with it, and he said, God, I have to get some relief. And God told him, consider not your body. Don't consider your body, just like Abraham. And he said, all right. And so he got his mind off that, off the symptoms and on to God, and pretty soon he fell off to sleep. And then he woke up again, and the symptoms were back. And he said, God, I have to have some relief. God, I'm not considering my own body. What do I consider? Where should I put my faith? I mean, where should I put my attention? And he said, put it on Jesus. Consider your high priest, Jesus. If you turn over to Hebrews, a couple scriptures in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. God told him, consider Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look at the author and finisher of your faith. Turn over to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So consider him. Consider Jesus. Put your mind and your heart on him. Turn over back to Hebrews 4. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 4:14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who could not sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus. We come to him when we need him. We need him all the time, but we come to him. We can come boldly. Boldly to the throne of grace. He knows what we've gone through. He says that Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are. Now, he may have not been tempted in some of the exact ways, but it says in all points, in all ways. You know, he may have not had traffic to be on or a job like we have or whatever, but in the ways people can be tempted, he was tempted. And so he understands. But we can go to him, and he is our high priest. He is at the right hand of the Father today, making intercession for us. And so we can go to him. That's who we're supposed to put our focus on. Now, this is a key right here. Whatever we look at, whatever we put our attention on, gets magnified. So if we put our attention on our symptoms and just think of those, they get worse. I've seen it. They get worse. But the more, if you take your, just like Brother Hagin was saying in that illustration, I've seen it in my own life. You know, if I was battling some kind of sickness or whatever, you can be coughing or whatever. If you just get your mind, I've done it many times, just get your mind on him. And it's like a peace will come over you. And if you can keep your mind and your heart stayed on him, that thing will subside. And if you start looking at stuff and start getting your focus, it's like it gets worse. I was dealing with an issue with my arms for quite a while. I won't go into the details there because there's different facets to it. But there was a point I remember specifically where, I just realized that just by looking at him, I'd be sitting at the computer and my arms were hurting me. And I realized I just look at him and start getting my mind on him and my arms would just relax and the pain would just leave. And I've seen it in many different ways. If we can just get on him and just focus on him and not consider the thing that maybe is right, you know, trying to get our attention, but look to him. Get our attention on Jesus. Get our attention, because the more you get on him, he is able to take care of anything. And the more we magnify him and get him into our consciousness, these things start to become little. Anything that we're facing, they start to decrease in size in our eyes, and we look to him, and our faith waxes strong as we look to him. And as we meditate on him, and meditate on him and his power, and just stay there, your heart is built up as you do that. I want to turn over to, let's turn over to Proverbs 4:20. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Proverbs 4, verse 20. These are just marvelous scriptures. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Verse 20 says, my son, give attention to my words. Now, what do we say? What are we talking about? How faith comes, that we meditate on the word. Our faith is by what he said. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. This right here, this just describes what we're saying. But this is a secret. This is something, if we'll keep our heart on his words, what are we keeping? We're keeping our mind and our heart set on his words. If we do that, what is bound to be strong? Our faith. Our faith comes by hearing the words. It stays strong by hearing and meditating on that word. We get it in our heart. If our heart, see our heart, what you meditate on, what you feed on becomes part of you. And the Word is spiritual food to us. Just like natural food, what you eat becomes you, right? You are what you eat, good or bad. It's a truth. For better or for worse, that's a truth. We are what we've been eating for how long? I don't know how long it takes to replace all this, but I know it slows down as you go. I mean, kids are just replacing stuff like that, and when you grow older, it's not quite the same. But regardless, for this, however many whatever months or years, I am what I've eaten. You are too. Well, spiritually, it's the same way. When we feed on the Word, it becomes part of us, becomes part of our inward man. This is awesome, because we are not just going through the motions of like, well, I'm going to read my Bible. No, we're feeding on spiritual things. That's why you meditate on things, you focus on the Word of God. It becomes part of you to where once it's in you, it's built in there. It becomes part of your consciousness, part of your inner man. Your inner man gets a hold of something, and now it sees a truth. Now some circumstance of life comes along, your inner man knows how to deal with it because it has the Word on the subject, and you've built that in to your spiritual being, and you look on it different. Faith is there. Now faith has been built into you in a certain area. You know you can have faith in one area and a lack of faith in a different area. It's not like universal. Just because you have faith, just because you have faith for salvation doesn't mean you have faith for healing. Just because you have faith for healing doesn't mean you have faith for finances or prosperity. You have to build the Word into you in any given area. I'm just seeing this more and more, how real the spiritual world is. That person is real. We are building a person in there, and we are dealing with spiritual things every day, whether we know it or not. And so as we build that Word into us, we come at the challenges of life differently because God's Word is in there to take on the challenge. And so this is telling us what to do. Verse 20, my son, give attention to my words. Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. So you're putting it in front. We're putting it in front of our attention, putting it in front of our eyes. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. You're meditating on them. You're looking at them. You have to be looking at the Word to keep it in the midst of your heart. See, where you look is going to determine, you know, what occupies your mind. And as we look at the Word, as we keep going over the Word, that's what's going to be strong in us. Verse 22, for they are life. The Word of God is life to us. Life. Hold your finger there and go over to John. John 6:63 said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. The life of God. The life of God. The life of God is in His Word. And as we look to His Word, that those words are spirit, and they're life to us. They impart the life of God into us. And through that life, that, like we said, we're feeding on that, it's imparting the life of God into our hearts, that flows out and affects our bodies It affects our minds. It affects everything because it's the power plant. The very words and the life of God get implanted into our spiritual man, and now they flow out and affect a healing and a cure. It's the very life of God Himself are in His Word. That's why it's just what we're talking about is building His words into us. Look over really quick in John 1. It's a few chapters back. John 1, verse 4. It says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. That life of God was in Jesus. That light, who's Jesus? He's the Word. Look at verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So He, the Word, became flesh, and He is life. So when we put that Word and put our eyes on the Word, on the written Word, Jesus is the living Word, we are coming into contact with life itself, the God kind of life. And that life will change us in every way. Now let's go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 4, verse 22 we are on. It says, "For they," His words, "are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh." They're life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. They're actually medicine to all our flesh. His words are medicine. So if we'll look at that Word, put it in us, it's life to us, it's medicine to us, it's the very life of God being imparted to us. Verse 21, let's go back there for a second. It says, "Do not let them," their words, "depart from your eyes." If we won't let the Word of God depart from our eyes, we'll just keep focusing on that. Focus on His Word, focus on Jesus, the living Word, then that life will affect us in any way. It has to. Brother Hagin again gave the example that when he was lying there crippled and his heart was messed up, when he came across these scriptures right here, his understanding changed. He realized when it said that not to let the Word depart from you, from your eyes, to give attention to the words, let not the Word let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh, to give attention to the words. He realized that what he saw in his heart, he saw himself dead. He saw himself doing nothing. He said, I've heard him tell this story, or read it. I probably heard it on tapes too. Yeah, I've heard him say, I remember him say this over and over. He said how he saw himself dead. He thought about his funeral. Because he was bedfast. I mean, he didn't have a lot of hope. But what was in his mind? What was the meditation of his heart? What did he focus on? He played it over and over in his heart. He saw himself dying. He saw them put him in the casket, carry the casket, do his funeral, and put him into the ground and start putting dirt on top of him. He played it over and over in his head. And he said it. When he tells it, he said, "I saw myself dead." He says, I saw myself dying. I saw myself, them coming and getting me and putting me into that grave. He keeps repeating, "I saw myself dead." That was the meditation of his heart. That was built into his spiritual being. But when he saw these words and saw that you needed to keep your attention on the Word of God and that those were life, he started little by little seeing himself living and seeing himself change and seeing himself get out of bed and seeing himself walk, seeing himself live a full life. He started to see himself with the life of God. He said, I saw myself alive. I saw myself living. And he changed the meditation. He started to see, build into this spiritual being the picture of himself vibrant and strong and full of the life of God. And the meditation of his heart and the attention started going on the word and what it had to say instead of what natural circumstances. He's still in bed. He's still bedfast, but his heart changed. The meditation of his heart changed from what he could see and feel, and his senses were telling him, to what God said, that he could have life and that he could focus on that. And his heart and the meditation of his heart changed. And eventually he got out of the bed and walked. But it started with his heart changing and building that nourishment and building that life into that spiritual man, so that that life of God eventually came through and changed his life. What we build into the inside, if we'll focus on him and not let the word depart from our eyes, it will change our circumstances. It has to, because it's the life of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Praise you, Lord. Verse 23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Notice that. Keep your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. Watch what we put in. Watch what we start focusing on. Watch what can come in and contaminate our heart and get it off. Watch the what our mind starts focusing on, because that will get into our heart. And when it gets into our heart, we start wandering off. That's when we start looking at circumstances. It starts getting our focus off the word. But if we'll watch, that's why it says to keep your heart with all diligence. Because why? It tells us why. For out of it spring the issues of life. You know, people can get contaminated, can get things down in their heart, just like Brother Hagin was, that's where he started. But there can be nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with them physically. But they start getting the meditation of their heart wrong. They start seeing things happen a certain way. Well, I just don't know if I'm going to live. I don't know how long I'm going to live. And they start to see themselves going early. They start seeing themselves, and there's nothing wrong with them. But people can go down that pathway and they leave early. Why? Because they believed it for years. They just keep believing it. There's a story of a lady that would stand up every chance she got in a church service and say, well, you know, she'd say some stuff and said, you guys all pray for me because I just believe I'm getting cancer. And she would end like that every time. And the pastor finally just told her, well, you keep on believing it, you're going to get it. Because as you believe, it's going to be unto you. It goes both ways. And when we let our heart start meditating on things we shouldn't, we take it off the word, we start looking at things we ought not, we're going down the wrong path. But, if we'll look at what the word says and not be moved off on what, regardless of what circumstances say, if we'll be moved only by the word, only by his promises, and keep our heart based right there, then the circumstances are going to have to catch up with what is in our heart, because out of our heart, the issues of life spring. They come out. The issues of life, the very life of God, is we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. God the Father, God the Son, they're all with us. We have the power of the living God, and we have more than enough life in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's built in there. And if we see, just even talking about it right now, you meditating on that, start thinking about The life of God is inside of me. That emanates out of us, will change anything that needs to be changed. Keep our focus on His Word. That's how faith comes. That's how it stays. We keep our eyes right there. Yeah, but you don't know what's coming down, what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter. We don't look at that. We're tempted, but just like Abraham, we look at stuff. We say, okay, that's the way it is, but we're not going to consider it. We're going to consider His Word. I'm going to keep my focus on His Word. I'm going to keep my nose in His Word. I'm going to keep hearing the Word, and I'm not going to let it depart from my eyes, and things have to change because the power of God is inside me. I'm feeding that spiritual man, and my spiritual man's just strong. I'm letting that life of God, my faith is quickened, and it's just flowing out of me. Things going to change. If it's your body, it's got to change. If it comes in contact with the power of the living God, it's got to change. Everywhere Jesus went, when people came in contact and they drew on that power, they were changed. Hallelujah. If we'll just keep our eyes, keep our attention on His Word and not be moved, moved off by anything else but Him. I want to close by reading this statement. Thank God. It says, real faith in God simply says about oneself what the Word says. You say, thank God I have what the Word says I have. I am who the Word says I am. If God says I'm strong, then I am. If God says I'm healed, then I am. He says, if He says He cares for me, then He does. So I just simply quietly rest on the Word. For the Word says, for we which have believed do enter rest. You see, it's just based on what He said. It's just based on what He said. If He says I'm healed, then I'm healed. If He says He's with me, then He's with me. I don't care, man, if I feel like everybody's left me. I feel so alone. I just don't feel it. It doesn't matter. God says He's with me, so I have that. He's with me. God said, I'm healed. Well, my body sure doesn't feel like it, but He said it, so that's what I'm acting on. See, faith just says what He has said, regardless of what we see, hear, feel. That's faith. We stay there until we see whatever is in our heart, whatever He has promised, that we see that come to pass. We keep our minds and our hearts stayed on that Word until the manifestation comes. That's how faith comes, and that's how we keep it there. Amen.